right, so let's get into today's show, where we started it off with the national anthem like we do every morning. You're not going to hear it in this podcast, though. I don't know what happened with the recording. But anyways, let me tell you what I said. You know, we just so happen to live in the entertainment capital of the world. You could go to L.A., you can go to Vegas, but those places aren't going to give you what Orlando gives you. And that's why conferences happen here. That's why all the big events happen here. So anyways, big shout out to all the production people. These are your stage managers. These are the ones who run lights, sound. These are the ones who have to make sure that their walkie-talkies are charged and their headpieces are ready to go. These are the ones who hand us the microphones before we take the stage. They're the ones who map out the stage, so this way people like me know where to walk. All that to say, that's who we dedicated the national anthem out to this morning. I mean, after all, we've got Universal, Disney, SeaWorld. You take it over to things like Medieval Times, the Gaylord Palms. So many of those individuals here in our city. Maren Morris, the hitmaker, and her husband on the show as well. So let's get into it. Toby and Ashley, this is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. All right, so for this morning's national anthem, I kind of threw it out there to all the production people who make this city, the town, what it is. You know, with all of our productions that go on from Universal, Disney, SeaWorld, you know, all the big world events that take place, what's happening this weekend is kind of cool. And I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that I was nervous about having a Ryan Seacrest and Carson Daly moment here in Central Florida, where the Better Man's going to be taking place. I mean, we're talking about a global event here that the reason why I'm nervous is because it's being broadcast in 60 different countries for the first time ever, in Cuba, in certain Arabic countries, in Australia. So it's going to be broadcast in 6 continents, 18 different languages. And what's cool is the host is going to be yours truly. So I feel a very big moment here, as y'all have really helped me become the host that I am today, to be able to host this thing that's all about men being better. And it's going to be really cool. Denzel Washington, he is the big name that's going to be part of this event that takes place tomorrow at the First Baptist Church of Orlando. Man, I'm so excited because they were going over the script with me, and they were like, Obi, so things like kick ass and, you know, some of the stuff that you throw down, they don't really know how to translate that into Arabic. And there may be certain countries where some of the stuff that you're going to drop may be offensive in that country. So very interesting for the first time, me ever having to go over this stuff as a host. But yeah, Denzel Washington, FIFA World Champion and global superstar. I get to hang out with him today before we take the stage tomorrow. Ricardo Kaká. Got to make sure I say that right. Daytona 500 winner. Y'all are going to love this. Michael McDowell, he's going to be there too. So all this to say that we get to live in one of the coolest places where not only do you have our theme parks going on, but people come here to throw their big conferences. For crying out loud, the EDC festival comes here. Everybody comes here. So that's going to be something very cool happening tomorrow, the Better Man event. Very happy to be hosting that. Now, if you're interested in Ryan Hurd and Maren Morris, our country star Maren Morris, she's coming up next here in about another 10 minutes. We're going to put Ryan Hurd and her in the Fast Five here on K92.3. Obi and Ashley, K92.3. So we're fortunate with our relationship with this kind of a radio station that we're able to bridge the gap between you and some of your favorite country artists that just so happen to be ours too.
Yeah, Maren Morris. I mean, you talk about her career. She's won Grammys, ACM, CMA. She is definitely a female powerhouse in country music. I'd be rich. Husband Ryan Hurd, I mean, they met writing songs together, finally got married. He does his own thing here, and they have the song together, Chasing After You, right now.
And without a doubt, one of the steamiest music videos I've ever seen. Ryan Hurd, Maren Morris.
Hi.
What's up, guys?
What's up, you two? How are you guys?
We're doing great. Happy to be talking to you today.
So, Ryan, I want to put you on the hot seat if I can. I've got 5 fast questions that I want to throw your way, only if you're cool with it.
I think so. Yeah,
okay. Go. Ryan, is there a phrase that you say too much?
Oh, I'd probably say dude way too much.
Okay. In the house, are there any subscriptions like Netflix or Amazon that you can't live without, that if anything had to go, You can't let this one go.
We have every single one, but I'll say this. The NBC Sports app and the ESPN Plus app are the ones that are always, like, my choice icing on the top.
Wow. Okay, Ryan Hurd on with question number three. Your kryptonite. Do you have a kryptonite?
Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Okay, fantastic. All right, okay, question number four. Have you ever been kicked out of anything?
Yeah, one time we got kicked out of the Ace Hotel in New York for having too much fun.
Oh, okay. I think I heard Marin like kind of laugh a little bit in the back. She's like, I remember that. All right, final question. Ryan Hurd, Marin Morris, first of all, you guys are class acts. Thank you so much for your time. And I'll throw this one your way. And Ryan, you can't use Marin, okay? So if you had to be handcuffed with somebody for 24 hours, who would you be handcuffed to?
Oh, man. That's the one that got me. I don't know. Who do I like enough to...
A family member?
Who do you like enough to use the bathroom in front of?
I'm going to be handcuffed to our manager, Janet, for 24 hours because
wow.
she would have a bad attitude about it.
She knows enough. She or here knows enough already.
She right. would have to have a good attitude.
Right.
Oh, my God. You guys are the best. We wish you continued success, man. May God bless that relationship and that baby and all that music coming from you, too.
Hey, thank you guys for having us and for all the support all the time. It doesn't go unnoticed, and we appreciate it.
Oh, awesome, yeah, guys. So. Marin and Ryan and Ryan's new album coming out October 15th. Palago, thank you guys, and we hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
You too.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
All right, so I've got the responsibilities of the All Access, and first I want to take it to the king. Can we talk about George Strait? And as of late, it seems like tequila seems to be something that a lot of the older gentlemen who have already established themselves have already built up bank accounts and treasures and you know, just that kind of establishment, because now it looks like not only George Clooney and countless others, but George Strait jumping into the special edition tequila brands, where he's going to have his own style of tequila called Codigo 1530. Don't know if you're into that, but I guess this one's going to have agave, cherry, citrus. Very fun to see that George Strait is into that. Bottles will be going for $74 to $79. So if you can find it within that sweet spot, George Strait now entering the tequila game. Okay, for you football fans, you're going to love that Darius Rucker is going to be opening up the game going on with the Miami Dolphins. This is going to be their home game going up against the Buffalo Bills. The Miami Dolphins and Bills game, the national anthem will be sung by Darius Rucker. So that's going to be fun. And while we're on the topic of football, there's something really cool that Tom Brady and Gronkowski do, where they answer this fan mail, right? They do it right in front of the camera. They do it for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they have a really good time with it. And one of the questions that popped up was, Tom Brady, could he possibly play until 50? And here was his answer.
Tom Brady, play until 50 years old. Wow. Seems to be a really hot question lately. Can Tom Brady play till 50?
50.
50.
You're 44, that's six more years.
I don't find it so difficult. And plus, in the Florida, it's kind of a retiree state, so I feel like I can play and then just glide into retirement. I think I can. I think it's a yes.
All right, so of course those two just having fun, because later on, Gronkowski was like, I think the real question is will Giselle let him play until 50? So all this and more we'll put up on the website, so this way you can catch up with that. But don't forget also that this is going to be your day to get that $1,000. You're getting it five times a day. It happens at 8, 10, noon, 2, 5 p.m. That's $1,000 your way from K92.3.
Ashley's All Access is brought to you by Safe Touch Security, home of the verified response.
The Obie and Ashley podcast is brought to you by All American Solar, where you can harness the power of the sun to power your home or business and free yourself from ever-rising power bills.
While helping the environment, you can schedule your free estimate today by calling 386-GO-SOLAR or visiting allamericansolar.com.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
Powered by Appliance Stockade in Merritt Island.
K92.3, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so who's this? Where are you from?
This is Jeff from Oviedo.
Jeff of Oviedo. Good deal. You want to play the O-Town Showdown?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Let's see who your contender is going to be. K92.3, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, man, we got two guys here. We got an hombre show-off. Okay, so what's your name?
Jake.
Jason or Jake?
Jake.
Jake of State Farm?
Yes, sir.
I'm sure you hate that already. Okay,
oh,
Jake.
Yeah, I'm wearing khakis today.
All right, Jake, where are you from?
St. Cloud, Florida.
St. Cloud. All right. Why don't you say good morning to Jeff of Oviedo?
Good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, brother. How are you?
We got a gentleman's battle here. All right, guys. So normally, it's the beautiful Ashley that's here. Today, I've got your three questions. And remember, it's not going to be too hard. The questions, we just want you to be quick. Now, you guys are going to come up with your own buzzer sound. So this way, we know who thinks they've got the right answer at the right time. So, Jeff of Oviedo, what's going to be your buzzer sound when you think you're right?
Nice.
Knights. Okay, this for UCF?
Of course. Charge on. UCF Knights.
Okay, okay. Love that. Okay. And Jake, St. Cloud, what's going to be yours?
Keep it, we'll do magic.
Magic. Okay. I love it. That's perfect for this town. All right, we're ready for the O-Town Showdown. Okay, question number one, and I talked about this in the All Access because it is the weekend for it. What is the pigskin referred to?
Nice.
Jeff, what you got?
Football.
Yeah. Nice. Well done. Okay, so that's one for Oviedo, which means Jake of St. Cloud. You need at least one to stay in the game. Okay, you would call this type of truck if your vehicle broke down.
Nice.
Magic.
Oh, man. Jeff, you're on it.
A tow truck.
Yes. Yes. You would have also accepted a wrecker. But there you go, Jeff. That's two in a row, making you the winner of the O-Town Showdown.
Right on.
Now, Jake, that means that we definitely want to save you for redemption. If you're cool with that, I'm gonna save you down here.
Yeah, that'll work.
Awesome. Jeff, yeah, congratulations. You get to go see Colt Ford. That's at Ace Cafe. We're glad to be partnering up with them for a great show like Colt. Yeah, you're going to love that. And Jake, everyone's favorite part, even the kids in the cars got their arms open, ready to give you that air hug, bro. Come on. Air hug it. Gentlemen, thank you for participating in another edition of the O-Town Showdown.
Thank you.
Thank you. K92.3.
Doing the right thing. Obi and Ashley in the morning.
Okay, so every morning at 7:25 and 9:25, we cover these great stories. We know that the world can be a dark place sometimes, and sometimes people are out there doing the right thing, so we want to highlight those individuals. Like this guy, I'm going to take it to him. It's not just him, but it's his entire staff that has been working in this fashion since 1982. Okay, so we're taking it to Irvine, California, where at the Coastal Fertility Medical Center, you've got Dr. Lawrence Werlin. Okay, at the Coastal Fertility Medical Center, this is where they specialize in IVF, egg freezing, any sort of fertility help that they can give men and women out there trying to have babies, right? So it is in the fashion in which they announce to moms that they're about to be pregnant. This is where Dr. Lawrence Werlin, since 1982, has been gathering up his entire staff, okay? So imagine if you have maybe the doc, but you have another 7-8 people who work for the doctor in that office, right? Sometimes it's a lot more. Well, they all get together. They call the mom-to-be, and they do this.
Mom?
So the doc himself, he's 72 years old, and he's been doing this in this fashion where he gathers up the entire crew to announce you're pregnant. He's been doing this since 1982. 72 years old and still kicking strong, helping husbands and wives and other couples out there have their dreams come true with having a baby. So again, we love that. I'm going to play that one more time just because I thought that was so cool. I mean, can you imagine? So you got to love Dr. Lawrence Werlin right there, making it fun since 1982. And you know, how many of us do we have the opportunity to make our environment fun, right? So Dr. Werlin, your crew there at Coastal Fertility Medical Center, by the way, responsible for over 3,000 baby births That's doing the right thing.
Obie and Ashley's Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by Del Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
Obie and Ashley, and this station here, K92.3, has afforded us to be a fantastic bridge between you and some of your favorite country artists who, over the years, we've been able to grow close to. So let's get to Thomas Rhett, who's on the show right now. And sometimes even I need to be reminded of how many number one hits he has. And this is only a handful.
Maybe I could die the happy man. It's the sound of teardrops falling down. Girl, I gotta give me some of that. My t-shirt. Girl, that night was just like you. Unforgettable.
Hey.
Y'all are jamming over there.
Yeah, dude. So what is the latest and greatest? Thomas Rhett, everybody.
Yeah, good morning. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just being a dad and playing shows on the weekend. That's kind of the new norm in this life right now.
Hey, you know what? Let's take this moment right now because you mentioned being a dad. Let's talk about the girls. First of all, bro, What is it like being surrounded by that much estrogen?
Yeah, it's chaos, dude. You know, I've never had a boy, so I don't know what it's like to have a boy, but I love being a girl dad. I do feel like I was born to be a girl dad. And, man, it's just like time just is flying. You know, I was telling somebody this the other day. Like, I remember getting Willa Gray home and when she was 16 months old and about a month ago dropped her off at kindergarten for the first time. So it's just, I don't know, I'm kind of becoming sentimental and I can't believe how quick my kids are growing and just about to have another one here in like 2 months. So it's about to get even more crazy around the
Okay, so at this point with your wife, you probably already have developed a pattern with her pregnancies. How is this one different from the others?
Man, it's kind of the same. It's a little bit unfortunate in the fact, like, my wife, when she gets pregnant, she's just sick like the entire time, like nauseous from day one until the baby is born, and it's just kind of, it's been that way through all two of our biological births. But she's such a trooper to the point of, like, she's not going to tell you when she's feeling sick or when she needs to sit down. So, like, I think I've learned over the pregnancies just to kind of look at her face and be like, hey, do you want to go take a nap? Like, you should go get in the bath, like, right now. Like, I've got this. Like, you go do your thing. But she's so strong and extremely stubborn, you know, so she'll never tell you that she needs to take a break. But, yeah, we're getting close. We have, like, 2 months left until baby number four is here. Still picking out a name, still trying to figure out what we're going to name our fourth daughter. Everybody's just rocking and we're doing school and playing shows and just trying to figure it out.
For people who don't know, I'm gonna share this just super fast, but you actually really, really were there for me as encouragement as we adopted our baby. I say to people today is, like, I didn't want to do it. And now that he's with us, I look at him every day and I'm like, what was wrong with me? It's such a blessing. So I can only imagine when you look at Willa Gray and how old she is now, probably like, wow, man, wow.
Dude, it's mind-blowing. Like, I don't know, we could probably talk for 4 hours about this off the air.
But sure,
it's one of those things that I just look back and I don't know. I remember meeting her when she was 6 months old, you know, in Uganda and being over there. My wife was over there for like collective, like 7 months. I was over there for like 2 or 3 months and it felt like it was never going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then now looking back at that whole process, it was like, man, you know, the Lord just brought her home and getting to be with her every step of the way. And now she's almost 6 years old. And
that is nuts.
You know, acting like she's 26 years old.
Oh, boy. My
401k. I mean, it's like, you know, she really is my hero. Like that girl right there, me and her have become basically just best friends. I tell her every night, I'm like, man, Willa Gray, I love getting to be your dad. Like, it is one of the biggest blessings in the world.
You're so great with them because, you know, I think sometimes when guys are first becoming girl dads, they're like, I'm going to be in for it. Something's going to happen. But really seem like the ultimate girl dad.
Yeah, it makes you soft. You know, it really does. In the best way possible. Like, I never knew that my heart could feel the things that it feels until you have a bunch of girls and, you know, you get to put them to bed and wake up with them. And, you know, it's just, it really is one of the best things that has ever happened to me is having three beautiful baby girls. I'm about to be a fourth one. And just, you know, I just look forward to getting, you know, they're already starting to play sports and – I mean, Willie Gray's 5 years old, and she ran her first cross-country meet the other day. And I was like, we did not have cross-country when I was 5 years old. She's running, like, a mile. And I'm like, I can't even run a mile, you know? So it's I'm looking forward to them getting up into school and playing sports and getting to be, you know, just getting to be there with them. So
that's amazing. Yeah, good luck getting most five-year-olds to run in the same direction for too long before they get distracted.
Oh, I know. I mean, it literally all of us dads were, like, running alongside them with our phones, just, like, filming them, like, screaming. It was like, we were like, I feel like we're at like a college football game right now. We're at a kindergarten track meet. But you know, that's what you live for these days. So.
That's great, man. I always appreciate you being so honest with that story. There's somebody listening right now who could be moved by that. Again, we're on with the superstar, Thomas Rhett, good friend of the show. And let's get to music, okay? So now you're back on stage. You've already been able to rock thousands at this point. What have you learned during that whole time off now that you're back on stage?
Man, there's something different about this year. My band and I were talking about it because these shows that we've gotten to do this year have been just so next level. None of us in the band can really pinpoint what it is, but I do feel like it's like when you're deprived from something that you love for that long. So like when we walk on stage, it is like attack mode. Like we do not let up for like 90 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like it is every guitar solo, every drum fill, like we are just going 1,000%, and it's just, I don't know. We just feel every night we walk off stage, we just walk off with the most giant smiles on our faces. I think we're just going at it from a whole different perspective these days, and it's just been fun to watch the crowds like reciprocate that back to us this year.
Yeah, nice. You can see it in your pictures and your videos. Has it been easy to back in the swing of things?
Sort of, but it's kind of like working out. Like you can't just expect to be in great shape after doing it once a year. So
great analogy.
But we've got like eight or nine under our belt now, and you know, it's like every single weekend we just get better and better, and it starts to come back naturally. And still did my vocal lessons all through 2020, kept my voice in shape, but it was more of like how do I talk to a mass group of people anymore? Like I don't know what to say. You know what I'm saying? Like I've only been around like my family for a year, and so like really learning how to like get a crowd hyped, or you know what to say in between songs like that. That took me a few shows to get that back under my belt, but I feel like we're in a good spot.
Well, love it, Thomas Rhett. And Thomas, if you were a tree, bro, you are producing great, delicious fruit, dude. Is that weird? Delicious fruit? I don't know.
I received that. I love it.
Good talking
to
you, brother.
Thank you for your time.
Hey, love y'all. Thank you, buddy. Good to see y'all.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obie and Ashley's second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Charlie, it's good to be talking to you. Where are you calling us from again?
Hey, calling from Lockhart. So I had a date with this girl, Mia, and I have no idea why she didn't call me back.
Okay, what was your date like?
I mean, we went out to dinner. It was really nice. She was really funny, you know. She kind of had like that Emma Stone style of humor, but then nothing. I haven't heard anything from her.
And you said she's like who?
Emma Stone.
Oh, cool. Hey, are you going to be okay with if she says that she's just not interested in you? I mean, sometimes it's a lack of attraction. You going to be all right with that?
I mean, yeah. I just kind of want to know what's going on.
All right. Well, let's give me a call and get the both of you talking, okay?
All right.
Hello?
Mia, please.
Yes, this is she.
Mia, good morning. This is Obie and Ashley. We do a morning radio
show. I know your show.
Hello?
Yeah, I know you guys. I know your show. You're on the radio.
Okay. Wow, that was pretty quick.
No, I saw K923 on my phone.
Oh, okay. Do you know something we do called Second Date Update?
Oh, my God. I do. Wait. Who are you calling about? Oh, is it Derek?
It's not Derek.
Is it Casey?
It's not Casey.
What? Are you serious? You said you weren't dating anyone.
What?
Okay, hold on. Let me explain what's going on, Mia, because that is Charlie on the line, and he did have a chance to hear this. We were going to try to get you guys back on another date.
No. You told me at dinner that you weren't on the dating scene.
Charlie? Hi.
Yeah, what? Yeah. Are you confused with the amount of people that you've been dating?
Okay. I just think it's crazy that you called the radio station to get in contact with me again.
Yeah, well, I think it's crazy that you lied to my face.
Oh, wow.
I don't really know about lying to your face. As on a date, I didn't omit that I went on other dates in the past that didn't work out.
On our date, you specifically said, I am not seeing anyone.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, and I wasn't seeing anybody.
Then why was it so confusing to figure out who this second date was about?
Well, because I've gone on unsuccessful dates, and I guess they add up.
Jesus, whatever.
It's none of your business who I go on dates with.
Listen, I'm glad you didn't call me back, all right? You know, you can end this call right now. I'm not interested.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Okay, great. Like, that's why I didn't call you after our date.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, hey, at least we got you guys talking, and now, Charlie, you know what's up.
Yeah, I was about to fall in love with someone who's been around the block.
Well, you're going to fall in love with me? What? I really wish you would have gotten the really obvious hint, because now we have to do it publicly on the radio.
Well, at least we achieved the mission, which was to get you two talking.
Home of Obie and Ashley's second date update.
And there you have another show from Obie and Ashley. Hey, we really appreciate you taking the time. We realize that life is busy, and so the fact that you give our show a listen, it really is important. So the other ways that you could find us, my partner here, Ashley.
Yep, on Instagram, at Ashley in Florida. Super easy.
And then me, anywhere you search Obie Diaz. That's where you'll find me. All right, thank you again for making this podcast the number one most listened to podcast in Central Florida. We really appreciate it, and we'll catch you on the next one.